dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Hello, this is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm really excited to bring you part three of a six-part series with the amazing Master Theta Healer, Karen Abrams. She really feels like that. She does feel very learned. I know a lot of you who have been listening to the series, participating in the series, I've been getting a lot of great emails. And literally, the callers we had on the last call, which was about money, every single one of the callers wrote me and said their lives had changed because of their participation. That's big time. And that's exactly why I chose Karen to do this. This is inaugural. I've never done this on the show. So I wanted to introduce all of you who did not yet know the amazing Karen to her work, because I think this is the work of today. There's no reason to suffer. There's no reason to stick in anything. We are needed. We are so needed right now. So let's get healed so we can move and shift and be fully present in our life. And if you want to learn more, if you want to look at some of the things that Karen is offering, go to deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta. It's deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta, theta. So I want to talk to you about who are we? What are we capable of? I brought up our capability. What are we really capable of? No matter what your dream is, and they're also different for all of us, I challenge each of you that you're playing too small. I know you may think your dream is big and juicy. I still say it's too small. Because if we're not playing like the infinite, the limitless, the size of the universe, that's really what's called for right now. And when you think of that size, probably whatever it is you're contemplating feels like, oh, why was I scared of that? That is kind of small and easy and doable. For each one of us, that means something different, and we are each the expression of a piece of the puzzle on earth that we came here to be. We can impress ourselves, we can grow rapidly, and we can accomplish much. Because this time right now, right, creation is very, very quick. So what can you do to move ahead? Well, I always recommend to people take action. Massive action creates massive results. On the flip side, the meditative side, in a quiet space, you can literally speak to your cells. Think of it like you might speak to an animal that you're training. If you were to do that, the cells are trainable. They're surprisingly intelligent, and they respond quickly to kind, firm commands. Our body, our reality are calibrated this way. There's no need to be forceful. You don't have to be overdone. It doesn't take long concentration. It's really simple because cells are not mere things. They're centers of consciousness. They're living beings. And the kind of consciousness we have is always amenable to control by suggestion. We really do live by our own design. One of the things you can do is while we sleep, we can command ourselves to do and execute magnificent things. And you can do this work before you fall asleep. Remember, you're the master, and it's your choice to exercise your birthright. So slow down, create your mental images, and allow a stream of consciousness to enter in. Concentration binds attention. And remember what is said, wherever your attention goes, your energy flows. Where your energy flows, your attention goes. That's what creation is. So I'm going to break down what goes on a bit in the brain because it's in the medulla. And if you can, so to speak, think of the medulla as the office of the subconscious. And the subconscious can be depended on to carry out whatever instruction you give it. So it knows much better than you do what any group of cells are doing and what their kind of work is. You don't need to know all that. And you'll get really excellent results if you formulate the commands to the subconscious and just turn them in at the office. Have you ever worked for somebody who micromanaged you? And, well, for those of us who are creative and autonomous, that doesn't work very well. We just like to be on our own and do our thing and be magnificent. Just give us a little direction and we're off and running. So it's much like that. That's how our bodies work. They're just looking for a little bit of direction and then, baby, back off. We got this. We got this. And if your cells are anything like some of us are, who are autonomous and independent and creative, that means that it's going to produce not just 100%, but 100,000%. That's going to be your return on investment. So meditation also is like fishing in the ocean of subconsciousness. If you've got insight, which is based on clear physical and mental vision, it enables you to know which of the fish caught in meditation are good for food. There's this very ancient maxim, which is know thyself. Know thyself. And it's realized by the one spirit that is at the heart of each one of us. It's cosmic intelligence. And cosmic intelligence expresses itself through groups of living cells located in our body. That is the very same power, by the way, that flung worlds into space. It's the same power that holds the stars in their course, the same directive intelligence that builds up every form we know, from crystal to man, that expresses its perfect knowledge of itself and its methods of self-expression to every human form. Wow. Doesn't that make you feel like your personal blueprint in this lifetime is so significant and marvelous because it's unlike anybody else's? So here's just some thoughts at the end. In the book of Exodus, Moses retired to the heights of Mount Sinai because he said he went there in order to speak with the Lord. So these are all very symbolic, right? We know the Bible is full of symbolism. And the mount is actually the highest of the seven centers energized by the Kundalini. It's a cone-shaped type of virtual apparatus that's located in the brain, and it's filled with tiny bits of calcareous matter known as brain sand. And through this body, the pineal gland, the life power finds expression in our interior vision, step by step. It shows us this is what lies before us on our journey, and it always leads us upward, if we pay attention, to the heights beyond. And the way to understand this is this. On those heights, it's just like one who looks down from a mountain peak and sees in one glance. It's like a prospect ranging over hundreds of miles. What's beautiful about that is we can see the whole from above, whereas when we were in it, we could only see part. So that's what we're after. Life is sped up. We all get that. And no matter what your dream is, who are we? What are we capable of? Well, I challenge you that you're playing too small. Go play the biggest game possible and enjoy every moment of creating your dreams come true. My guest today is Karen Abrams, returning back to the Dare to Dream show. She's a master theta healer. Theta healing is a unique form of meditation where practitioners enter the theta state. And while there, they shift their thoughts away from negative, limiting beliefs to more positive perspectives. This is a process of healing that can free them from long-standing, them meaning their clients, emotional burdens, and even chronic or unhealthy physical conditions. Karen herself first came to study Theta techniques, and she got her own relief from chronic health issues that had overwhelmed her for years. She also discovered that Theta healing improved her relationships and helped her achieve greater professional success. She's a UCLA graduate in psychology, and her extensive experience in the educational field has been exponential. And for more than 30 years, she's worked with a broad range of clients, from students, actors, writers, professionals in medicine, law, and business, as well as stay-at-home moms and other Theta healers. No, not just a master Theta healer, she's also a certified instructor and a relationship expert, and her practice is filled with clients and healers from around the world. She offers Theta healing in person and also by the phone, so anyone can contact her. She also conducts regular classes, teleclasses, and workshops. Her topics include finding your soulmate, making love happen, making money happen, and healing your heart for the holidays. And if you want to know more, she's created an offer. It's, I believe, over 11 hours of MP3s, and it's at deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta, and it is a real gift to all of us for this series only. So here we are. Our last show was about love. We did love and money so far, and now we're on mother. So I welcome Karen Abrams. Great to have you back on Dare to Dream.
Well, it's really great to be here. It's wonderful to be here. Yeah, we're talking about mom today.
And that subject is vast, because I was realizing, okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right? I mean, no, not only does that alone for some people, that carries a lot of energy, but that's mother, yeah. That's mother-daughter, that's mother-son, that's being married to someone who is a mother, that's being a parent mother, that's having a mother-in-law, that could be being a mother.
I've never been one of those.
So I just want to sort of get you to kickstart this, because
sure.
You're a healer. You're also a wife. You're also a mother. You've also had parents. You have a mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And so what do you do? Because you kind of got all of these particular. What do you do in your relationship, maybe with your daughter that's been successful, or any of these relationships? How do you use Theta to better your mother-type relationships?
Well, let me say off the bat, from working with all of those iterations of motherhood and being many of those, except for a mother-in-law, I would have to say that one of the things that moms are here to do in general is to make you feel loved, that when you go out in the world, that's what you have. And some moms are really great at that, and some moms never learned how to do it, so they're just passing down whatever information they had from their parents to the next generation. So when that occurs, and I have to say that, you know, I would say my practice has lots of people who have parents who probably had a 3x5 card with, you know, 4 instructions on there, and they didn't know how to raise their kids because they didn't feel loved themselves. So what Theta can do for you is remind you and help you remember what it feels like to be loved. And even when you don't have your own context of that within your life, because maybe your childhood was really tough also, you can energetically bring into someone's consciousness and into every cell of the body the feeling of being loved. And it's from that space and loving yourself unconditionally and accepting yourself unconditionally, it's from that place that you're going to make the best decisions that you can possibly make in your lifetime with your moving forward. And I always say that moving forward, that I learned from Theta Healing, that it's really about bringing more joy into your life. And I've worked with a lot of kids, too, over the last 30 years, and I noticed that children have a unique form of confidence when they're loved, and it's in their bodies. And you can see it, and I can see it when you walk towards them and the way that they greet you, even if they're shy. I mean, you can be painfully shy and be loved, but there is a sense and an energy about children who have been loved and then children who didn't experience that, even if they're adult children. they have a different way of going about it, and they have to come back and return to that place of loving. Even if they, like we said, if they never had it, they've got to return from a place beyond that, or even before that, for them to get that feeling again so that they can move forward and bring that joy into their life.
And that's great. So the juices are flowing. This is a caller show. So that means that callers are calling in, and I want to go right there. I'm going to hold my questions, and let's take our first caller, and this is going to be Tony. And I welcome Tony to the Dare to Dream show, who may have a question or something he wants to put out there around the subject of money. Hi, Tony.
Mothers.
What did I say?
You said money.
Did I really?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
Maybe it's moms and monies. Who knows? What is it, Tony? You be the judge.
Oh, I think mothers and money go hand in hand.
Yes, they do. What's your question?
Well, I had what years of therapy have labeled an emotionally incestuous relationship with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure a lot of kids had. You know, they had an unhappy marriage, and so mom latched onto me because I was the happiest thing in her life.
Right. Yeah,
but
sure.
It discouraged me from ever being me. I mean, there was some sort of emotional something that was supposed to happen that would result in my own individuation that never happened. And even though I'm 48, I'm still carrying my mother on my back like a cross, and it's nuts. And I just need to get to a place where I'm me and no longer hers.
Okay, great. And you still have a close relationship then?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I moved 3,000 miles away,
right,
intentionally. So, you know, we talk on the phone every few months, but...
Oh, okay. So you're not talking to her on the phone very often.
No.
Oh, okay. So was that intentionally because you're trying to create that space and so you can individuate?
Yes, and also mother is just not, I mean, she's not a particularly maternal, affectionate person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, let's do some theta on this. And I want to encourage those who are here and who are listening to this show. We're going to do this like an actual theta healing session. I want to just give you about 30 seconds of what we're about to do. Theta healing is a meditation that connects you to God, to Source, whatever that energy is for you, so that you can receive a healing. So what happens physiologically when we go into this meditation, we're going to go together, I'm going to start it, and then you'll come into it naturally, is that your brain waves are slowing down into the theta state. And the theta brainwave is our aha moment, super learning brainwave. Okay, that's the thing. That's that moment that we, you know, like we said, that you go, oh, all right. Kids are always in theta, and that's why they learn so much in such a little amount of time. Hypnotherapy uses this brainwave to change belief systems and you know, release phobias and all of that sort of thing. So there's tons of research on how powerful the theta brainwave is. So we go into the theta brainwave, we're able to access your subconscious mind. And then with that energy, like we said, that we connect to Source, that divine energy, we use that to create changes in your habits, in your patterns, changing damaging belief systems, pulling traumas and resentments. For you, one of the top things we'll do is give you an energetic divorce from your mother. So pull all the hooks, cords, and attachments you have to a problem, to a situation, to a person. And what happens is you become more of who you are. Like you said, exactly what you said before, Tony, that you become more of your essence. Because as we get older, we tend to pile the baggage on. We tend to become more of our baggage than we do who we are. And we do our best most of us do our best to change that. Other people just don't know that it's possible to change that. And so they stay in sort of a limbo and never are able to kind of jump over that fence. So we're going to start, and I'm going to ask you if it's okay if I come into your space, okay? And then everything that I ask you is going to be about giving you an energetic download of something. So I'll say, would you like to know what it feels like to be unconditionally loved and supported and what joy is? And then give you God's definition of things and how to and what it feels like to do something. And then, like I said, releasing negative emotions from your body, okay? So that's the way we're going to run this. And everybody in the audience can participate by saying yes out loud when I ask that question. Would you like, can I come into your space, which is the first question I ask, and all the way throughout this little mini healing here. Okay, you ready to do this, Tony?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Hold on to your hat here. And understand this is also the lightest way of letting go of the heaviest things in your life, okay? So as we go back to your childhood, we're just getting rid of energy that no longer serves you, okay? Not reliving traumatic events, okay? So you know,
okay.
And so that everybody else knows that too. So is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes.
Okay, here I come, doing the meditation. And then if you're in the audience, you can say yes, and I'm asking God to open up that space for everyone who desires a healing here today, including the great Deborah Dashinger. There we go. Okay. And there we are. Okay, I'm in. And we're going to do a few basic things here to make sure that you can keep this healing and any other healing. So would you like to know God's definition of unconditional love?
Yes.
You got to say yes. Okay, great. All right, so here that comes. And would you like to know what unconditional love, God's unconditional love, feels like?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Would you like God's definition of joy?
Yes.
Okay, here it comes. Remember, if you're out there, that's a good one. Say yes. And would you like to know what joy feels like?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Yay. Would you like to know how to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out, from God's perspective?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. And would you like to know what that feels like?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Can you feel this energy coming through your body?
I feel something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a good question. That's a good comment. You can feel absolutely nothing to something to a lot, and it's all the same because as the healer, I'm actually the witness, and the healing is between you and God, okay? So you're going to get, and everybody in the audience is going to get whatever they're ready to get from this healing, okay?
Yeah.
So, all right, what else do we need? Okay, would you like to know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you like to know what that feels like?
Yes.
All right, good job. And then wherever this is, I want to ask God to go back to whatever level, whatever lifetime, that you began to believe that you were unworthy of God's love. And is it okay, wherever that is, to have God change that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's have God change that from that first appearance of that belief. Have God change that, give you the truth on that. You are worthy of love because you are made of love. You were, you know, the product of good sperm and a healthy egg, and when they fertilized, there was a little spark, and that spark was that pure unconditional divine energy we're using that is just made up of love. So you are, and everyone is worthy of love because we are made of it, okay? I probably will say that forever. It's true, and that's important for you to understand what it feels like to be worthy of love consistently, forever. So that you know, because that's where you're going to make your decisions. This is the biggest, you know, open gate for you. Just watch that open so that you know when you're worthy of love, you're going to bring in better things for you, right? You're going to make better decisions. There's a lot of self-sabotage here that's going on that I can feel patterns. And part of that comes from your connection with your mother, that you can't do anything without her approval. So is it okay if God changes that for you?
Yes.
Okay, sure. And it will also give you who you truly are from God's perspective, okay? This is important for everybody. And every time that I ask for that download or a command for that download, I get it myself. There we go. Good. Nice work. Nice work. So, there we go. Okay. And is it okay if we let you know who your mother is from God's perspective, who she is originally?
Sure.
Okay. And this is God's perspective, which is different from yours. There we go. And like you said, that emotional incest with a parent, especially a mother, since this is what we're talking about here, can have intense effects on your ability to have relationships in your life. And like you said, move forward.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, okay. So let's show you what it feels like to unconditionally accept yourself from the inside out. Is that okay, from God's perspective?
Sure.
Let's first show you how to and what it feels like to do that. From God's perspective, there we go. This is a very important one. Because around here you have, I can't accept myself unless my mom does first. So is it okay if God changes that belief for you and gives you the truth on that?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Big stuff happening here. Mountains are being moved. Okay. So, now, there's two things I want to do. First, is it okay if God, releases the resentment that you've been carrying your whole life for your mom?
Yes.
Is that okay? All right.
Yeah.
And know that you can love her and you can honor her as the mother that she was and as the most important woman in your life without holding on to this resentment. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And if this resentment goes beyond this lifetime into other lifetimes, which Theta Healing works on that genetic level, and it works on the past life level and on the soul level, as well as this level, the core level, which is this lifetime. All levels, all lifetimes, let's have God release for you all of that and show you how to live without this resentment of your mother. Ooh, there's a lot. Can feel that in the second chakra, like the gut area, even though it's actually coming off of your kidneys because that's where resentment comes off of. And as we know, the kidneys are our blood filter, so if our filter is clogged with resentment, it's tough to flow, you know? In a healthy
yep.
way. So
that makes
it's amazing
sense.
How right, yeah, it's interesting how literal the body is. Okay. All right. So is it okay now? And think of this if this resonates with anybody here also. We're going to do an energetic divorce with your mother. That means, like you said, the emotional incest, these ties were they were unhealthy ties to your mother. And so when you do an energetic divorce, it's actually just letting go of all of the unhealthy ties you have with her. So the healthy ones can stay, and then you're going to be able to know who you are and how to be with your mother without just reacting. Because I think that your move to L.A., the fact that you're not talking to her very often has more to do with your reaction to your childhood and that feeling of being suffocated by her because that connection is so close. You know, even though you talk to her every few months, it feels like it's every day because you are in communication energetically with her every day.
Yeah, and that's totally accurate. I do talk to my mother in my head every day.
Every day, yeah. Every day I can hear it. So, and she probably feels it also, actually. So let's just ask God to do this for you. Okay, just watching that unwind, essentially, all of those hooks, cords, and attachments that you have to your mother, all of those unhealthy attachments. They're leaving and being sent to God's light. There we go. Notice how that's changing. And is it okay while this is going on that the burden of that relationship be lifted out of every cell of your body and off of your shoulders? Off of your back and where it is. Okay, great. Wonderful. Feel that lifting?
It certainly feels different.
Yeah, it is. It's different for you to feel this in the first place. There we go. Nice. I hope everybody else is feeling it. And remember, if you don't, that's okay because I'm witnessing this. So let's just do one more thing here for you here. Let's just show you what it feels like to be safe, give you God's definition of that, show you what it feels like to be safe in a healthy relationship with your mother, and give you God's definition of a healthy relationship with her and what that feels like, and let you know who you are from God's perspective, having a healthy relationship with your mother. And just heal that so that all the soul fragments between the two of you, which just means any time that you hurt each other, that little pieces of your soul went to the other person. Let's have God do a healing on that and clean and wash those soul fragments and return yours to you and hers to her. There you go. And watch yourself feel complete with this. All right. And there. Boom. You feel that settle in?
It does feel different, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel actually a lot more grounded. A lot more grounded. That's wonderful. Yay. There we go.
Yeah, I don't know what labels to put on what I'm feeling. I've just got tears running down my cheeks, and it's difficult to understand it. But thank you.
You're very welcome. And understand, Tony, I want to let you know that probably the next 4 or 5 nights, since you just used your Theta Wave, and please stay on the call so you can receive the other healing also, is that you're going to be processing this in your sleep. So this isn't, the healing in our little mini session is complete, but it keeps going and you process this for a while yet, okay?
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Yay, bless you. That was awesome.
Yay. For all of you who are going, okay, I felt that. Those are some of my issues. Thank you, Tony. Deborah-Inger.com/thinktheta. Go there, find out more. And we're going to take a very quick break. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a very short time. If you're just tuning in after we've started, hi, this is Debbie Dashinger. This is Dare to Dream Radio. I am interviewing Master Theta Healer, Karen Abram. Let's see, we're talking about mother, indeed. And if you want more information, deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta. And that is a package that Karen put together. It's crazy, but it's a gift. And it's up to you, man. If you're ready for something contrary, it's a total gift. So for $97, it's even under $100, but it's over 11 hours of this Theta healing on. So just go there. Look it up right now. We don't have time. We're ready to heal. But go there. Give yourself the gift of all these healings because you could put it in your iPod, your iPhone, and carry it with you all the time. I know that I'm going to have them. And Karen, let's see. I want to ask you a question personally because
sure.
I made that faux pas, we could say, but there are no accidents. In the beginning, I was supposed to say mother, but I said money. So guess what? It's in my consciousness.
Right,
so I want to ask you, for me, you know, my mother really modeled very poor financial capability. And in my awareness, she really thrived on being a dependent on others who were often there to bail her out, who did have the money and so forth. There was like this dramatic crisis-oriented energy about her, like an alcoholic, but she didn't drink. And
right.
she had this whole persona of, I can't make it, I can't do it, you know, which, and by the way, which is crazy because she's beyond capable, bright, but there was, I don't know what that was. I don't really ever need to understand it, but I know it had a tremendous impact on me. And I know even though the issue doesn't belong to me, this idea of being rescued, that I can't, it's also become prevalent in my life. And as brilliant as I feel it, my potentiality is, this financial thing has been like a hoh over me, the black cloud. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest?
Well, here's the deal. What came to me immediately when you were talking about your mother was she never felt loved, and this was the only way she could be. She could ask for love. She had no idea how to do it, and there was this vacuum inside her. I can feel it, like right around second chakra, which is, you know, love and money, right?
Yep.
So that was the only way she knew how to ask for love. I remember when I was a kid, I was in junior high, and the only way I knew how to ask for love is if I was depressed. Like, I didn't know how to ask for a hug any other way from my friends. So I'd get really sad and they'd give me a hug. And I was like, oh, that feels so good. So this is another version of that, a much more dramatic version of that. So the only way she could feel loved is if somebody rescued her. And the only way they would rescue her is if she was in dire straits.
Yep.
And money is such an easy place and a simple place and a brilliant place for people to come to your rescue. So I believe that that was what happened to you, and so is it okay if God shows you how to be loved without having money issues? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's really uncomfortable, so I know you're on the right track.
Okay, and let's show you what it feels like to know that you're loved, to know that God will always be there to save you without going into financial dire straits, without falling into that pit of lack of money. And without losing any money, without, what is this? Let me see, I'm just trying to get the words here. Without having a low bank account and keeping it low. Okay? So you are loved. You are taken care of. You are embraced by God. You are protected and safe with God without throwing money issues in the middle of it. Okay. How's that feel?
Good.
Passing out?
Yes, I am.
And everybody else who's had that, because it's a very common thing, just say yes to all that and you get it. And all of that trauma from going up and down on that financial roller coaster.
Yeah.
Is it okay if you let that go now?
Yeah.
And know what it feels like to be stable.
Yes.
At a high financial level and be in financially in the black. Know what that feels like to have an abundance of money and still be loved by God. Oh, there's a thing about being a healer, too, and that you can't charge for your services. So is it okay if God changes that for you?
Absolutely.
And if you're listening to the show, there's a good chance you got this because you're on that healer track. And even if you're not one officially with that, you know, tagline, you're probably doing it in other ways. There we go. Feel that?
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. Nothing?
Well, that was awesome. Yeah.
There you go.
Good. Yum. Space. Yay. I'm going to bring on the next caller, and we've got David on the line with a question or a something-something about the subject of mother. David, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Thank you. Hi, Karen.
Hi, David. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. What I wanted to ask about is, I come from a forced family. Father left when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and so I stepped up into the role of being the head of the household. And so as a kid, my experience was that my mother sort of saw me as a man,
Right.
And now as an adult, my experience is that she relates to me by referring back to the past. And what I get is from her is not really nurturing fun, but I don't feel comfortable being myself when I'm around her. I find myself closing down and feel like I need to protect myself so I don't show up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you were little and that happened, were there people around you telling you now you're the man of the house?
Probably only her.
Okay, yeah. I feel like that message was given to you. You didn't necessarily know that's what was going to happen, but like that would make sense that she said that, now you're the man of the house, because she needed a man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So even any male energy was going to be that person, and since she loved you, you know, the way you love a child is incredible. So it was you. Okay, is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. And anybody else who wants this, just say yes. And know that your version of these downloads will come to you. Okay. So let's just go back to your being this 4 or 5-year-old little boy. And you do not feel safe. Is it okay if God gives you God's definition of being safe?
Yes.
Okay, great. And let's let you know what that feels like. Okay. All right, and we're showing this little boy, you know, although we'll do this all lifetimes and all levels, he's really filling up right now with that. And let's fill him up with unconditional love, God's definition of support, okay? And what support feels like from God's definition. And also we're going to do self-support. Self-support's a really interesting, what I found, it was bringing in the right people at the right time, and also the way that we speak to ourselves and react. So in our reactions. So let's give you God's definition of self-support and let you know what that feels like. Okay?
Okay.
All right, great. And we're giving this to our little David. Okay, good. And you're not safe with your mother, too. So let's let you know how to be safe with your mother. And now that you are who you are, this information is for now, but also for before. Know that everything's going to be okay. We're going to give that to you then also. There we go. So this message from your mother, who's the most important woman in your life, says you are now the man of the house. So it's like the queen put the sword on both shoulders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And knighted you. So is it okay if God lets you know the truth of that?
Yes.
Okay. And you took a vow then to become the man of the house. So is it okay if God completes and finishes those vows?
Yes.
All right, that's good. There we go. And so vows are these promises that we make consciously or unconsciously. It doesn't even have to be in this lifetime. They're usually pretty honorable. The intention is very honorable. But what happens is it takes our choice away. So once we sign on the dotted line, then we feel obligated to do that for the rest of our lives until it's completed and finished. So, and that's why sometimes we do things that we don't want to do, because we feel obligated. So we made a vow, we made an obligation or a promise unconsciously, and it's like pulling us. It's such a drain. And you know the feeling, right? Honey, can you help me? All right. That's just like the story of your life, and anybody who's had any obligations, which, you know, is everybody. So all the vows you have to be there for your mother, let's have God complete and finish those right now. And all that means is that you can choose to be there for your mother. And if you come from that place, it's very genuine. And it's also very well received. Because the truth is that we don't like when people want to help us in that way. All right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, there we go. And let's show you how to unconditionally love your mother from God's perspective and still be safe. Oh, here we go. Okay, so we're going to have to do the same energetic divorce for you also, but let's give you God's definition of healthy boundaries. And I know this is going to be really good for Tony also. So Tony, say yes to this. Give you God's definition of what it feels like to have healthy boundaries with everyone and yourself. There we go. And let's also give you, all right, let's let that go through. That feels really good. Actually, we can't do this one right yet. See how I'm interrupting myself? I don't need anybody else on the line. Here we go. There's trauma from being appointed the man of the house, and not only from the trauma of your father leaving. Did he never come back? What happened?
He did come back, after a period of time. Not to
but he was gone for a while, right?
He was gone, and he didn't join the family. He, returned to the area, but not as part of the family.
Yeah, I feel like he's very distant, like he abandoned you. And that's what it feels like from the kid of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just have God heal that abandonment and that trauma. There we go. Of his leaving, and also, like we said, the trauma of being appointed the head of the household. That's still leaving you also. There we go. Ooh, can feel that. Also feel it in your heart. It's coming off your heart. It's like peeling all these like black layers off of your heart. Ooh. All right. And let's also have God give you God's definition of inner strength and what that feels like. There we go. There we go. And have you know how to access your inner strength and bring in the right people at the right time to help you out, and how to ask for love and how to receive love and know what it feels like to receive love in a healthy way from God's perspective. There we go. And how you can love your mother in a healthy way from God's definition of a healthy relationship. Okay?
Okay.
And that it's possible and what it feels like. There we go. And let's show you who you are from God's perspective as a light, you know, as a being of light, as a soul. And let you know that. And let you feel comfortable in your own skin. Show you what that feels like and how to be comfortable in your own skin. Without your mother's presence, without her approval, you are just who you are. There we go. And let's also, I think now you can get that, the energetic divorce from her, okay? So let's just have God do that for you. There we go. And that's all those unhealthy ties from her. The similar kind of emotional incest, you know? There we go. And then, let's just watch that complete. Just a second. There we go. And then let's show you how, not how to, let's have God fix your broken soul. And this is good for everybody. Doesn't matter what it was for, but your soul was broken. And this is around your relationship with your mother. Is it okay if God repairs that?
Yes.
Gives you a nice, shiny new one. There we go. There we go. Whew. There we go. Nice. And then the last thing I want to do with you here is something that everybody should say yes to because it's a really wonderful thing. It's called healing for baby in the womb. We're going to go back, ask God to go back to that moment when you were conceived and fill you with God's unconditional love and some other feelings. Is that okay? And we're going to take you through that whole time from the past to the present to the future. Is that okay?
Yes.
It's really fun. It's really great stuff. Okay, here we go. Everybody else? I'm nudging you to say yes. Here we go. Going to go back to that. Moment when you were conceived and fill you with God's unconditional love. There we go. What it feels like, God's definition of safety. There we go. God's definition of acceptance and self-acceptance and those feelings of God's definition of those. What it feels like to be be validated, to be known, to be appreciated. There we go. To know yourself. God's definition of confidence. God's definition of self-love. And like we said, acceptance. And joy and bliss. I'm going to bring all of those and intuition and actually trust God's definition of trust and trusting your intuition and having that ability and that feeling that it's known that you have always trusted your intuition. There we go. And let's bring that from that moment of conception all the way through being in the womb, all the way through. There we go. All the way through being an infant, to being a toddler, being a child, to being an adolescent, to being a young adult, all the way through to your present and into your future. There we go. And that'll do a lot on you. It'll do a lot for you. Okay, and then let's just complete that with a body healing for everybody, including good David. There we are. How do you feel?
Feel expanded.
Good. And then one more thing is just that burden of the heaviness of that relationship. Is it okay if God just lifts that out of every cell of your body?
Absolutely.
And then send that to God's light, off your shoulders, off your back, off everything. There we go. Yay, and show you how to live without this burden and
cool.
To live with that healthy love and know who you are from God's perspective with all of these changes intact. There we go, and how to keep this in every healing you have, what that feels like. There we go. You are cooked.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I want to say to you, and like Tony and everybody else, when you have big healings like this, know that your body is going to keep processing it for a good week or so through your sleep, through the other theta waves that you're going to be experiencing. But also, even as you go beyond that, you may get a lot of feelings that are old feelings that are coming up. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, I thought I dealt with that a long time ago. What is it doing here? You did. And what you do is imagine that your crown chakra, the top of your head, is like the lid of a garbage can. Open it up. Snap your fingers and say goodbye, because that's just energy that wants to leave your body. Your body is so happy that you let go of all of this stuff, it wants to give you more, okay? So if you feel those old feelings coming up, just say goodbye and watch them leave, and you'll feel it, and it'll go, and that's all you have to do. No processing of that. It's already been processed, or else it'll just, you'll shove it back down into your subconscious and your brain. So it's already been analyzed and taken care of, okay?
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Yay.
I was so in that.
Wow.
That was so moving when you said broken soul was beyond for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so gorgeous, that whole piece. And if I may say also what kept coming up from that moment until the end of your work with David was the care. You care so much about everybody. That's what makes you as a healer and the work you do so special, and exactly why it was so important for me to highlight you, because I can feel your deep, deep care through the work you do and how you work with everybody and access that information.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be allowed to be in that space. You know, it truly is. I feel very blessed.
We have just 2 minutes left.
Sure.
Do you want to just tell people what they'll get? And I want to highlight quickly and say, listen, you know, this is not about salesy. This is not about anything like that. But if you want something different in your life, if you've been doing the same thing and getting the same result and you're ready for something different, that's why this is available. And that's why these rare opportunities, somebody puts together thousands of dollars worth of something for only $97. So get that, and it's only good for the time you get to hear this show. So Karen, if you don't mind, just give us a little glimpse of what you did put together.
Sure. This is a package that's called Making Life Happen, and it has 25 MP3s of different Theta meditations that are going to help you generate more money and more love, more opportunities, improved family relationships, strengthen your self-esteem and inner confidence, and increase your health, get you more sleep, more success, balance your state of mind, to say a few, have healthy boundaries, bring in the right people at the right time, and having lots of good fortune pulling that into your life. These are different meditations on different subjects. And it's like having a Theta healer at your beck and call. So there's the bonus track is called Healing After the Passing of a Loved One. And it deals directly with the grieving process. It was drawn from my own experiences that are personal experiences. And it's a really wonderful thing. So there's just every different aspects of life. When you're triggered, you know, from being in a bad, you know, let's say a relationship or a tough work situation, you can go to these MP3s, and those are one of the subjects that you can get a healing on. So it's really nice to have all of that at your disposal, so that you can have that. And right, if you've got 20, you know, what is this, 11 hours or so of Theta healing, that could be thousands of dollars. So the fact that you can have that by yourself in the privacy of your own home whenever you want, not only that, but that you can use them again and again, because every time you do a Theta session, you're in a different place in your life. And so what you get out of it will be different. And that's why I always take the downloads that I'm co-creating with God at that moment, and then commanding that God bring that to us, because I'm in a different place in my life now, and it's just going to help. So, it's a wonderful package, and it was a lot of fun creating it, and it's just an incredible experience.
Hmm. Do you have a parting mantra for us?
Yes, you can. I believe that when you forgive somebody, and since we're talking about moms this time, it's about letting go of the pain that you have caused yourself or that someone has caused you. And the sooner that you can allow that process to happen, in this case with your mother, next time we're doing father, so your parents and yourself, with the way that you've been, with the way that they've been during that time, and have compassion for yourself and for them from God's perspective, that all of that burden from a lifetime of maybe mixed messages and not the great instructions in the first place, that can go away, and you can love your mother in this case unconditionally and allow her just to be the person that she is without it affecting you. And allow yourself to be your own person without her negativity affecting you, so that you can finally have, she's the most important woman in your life, dead or alive. She is that person for you, present or not present. And it's important for you to learn how to unconditionally love her in whatever context she is in your relationship with her.
A special thanks to my guest, Karen Abrams. For more information, go to deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta. deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta. And I end today's show with this quote from Kate Samperi. Before becoming a mother, I had 100 theories on how to bring up children. Now I have 7 children and only one theory. Love them. Especially when they least deserve to be loved.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, email Debbie at indie100.com. That's D-E-B-B-I at I-N-D-I-E 100.com. Keep your excellent comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert in goal achievement, a radio and TV personality, featured in magazines, a best-selling author, and keynote speaker. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to www.deborahdashinger.com. That's www.deborahdashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, and products teaching the secret steps to make your dream come true. Get Debbie's best-selling book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, on Amazon and at bookstores. Listen for the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dreams will manifest. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?